Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9, Lord Chaitanya's Travels to South India. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has just arrived at Udupi and has seen in ecstasy Krishna brought by Sri Padmadvacharya and established in worshipped in Udupi. Later, after seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in ecstatic love, the followers of Madhvacharya were struck with wonder. Then, considering him a Vaishnava, they had been ignoring him because they thought he was a Mayavadi sannyasi, but considering him a Vaishnava, they gave him a nice reception. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand that the Tattvavadis were very proud of their Vaishnavism. He therefore smiled and began to speak to them. Considering them very proud, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his discussion. The chief acharya of the Tattvavada community was very learned in the revealed scriptures. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu humbly questioned him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I do not know very well the aim of life and how to achieve it. Please tell me of the best ideal for humanity and how to attain it." The acharya replied, "When the activities of the four castes and the four ashramas are dedicated to Krishna, they constitute the best means whereby one can attain the highest goal of life." Vanashrama Dharma, Krishna Arpanam, worshipping Krishna through Vanashrama Dharma. When one dedicates the duties of Vanashrama Dharma to Krishna, he is eligible for five kinds of liberation. Thus, he is transferred to the spiritual world in Vaikuntha. This is the highest goal of life and the verdict of all revealed scriptures. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he replied, "According to the verdict of Shastra, the process of hearing and chanting is the best means to attain loving service to Krishna." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. According to the Tattvavadis, the best process for achieving the highest goal of life is to execute the duties of the four varnas and ashramas. In the material world, unless one is situated in one of the varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Sudra, one cannot manage social affairs properly to attain the ultimate goal. One also has to follow the principles of the ashramas, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. Since these principles are considered essential for the attainment of the highest goal. In this way, the Tattvavadis establish that the execution of the principles of Vana and Ashrama for the sake of Krishna is the best way to attain the topmost goal. The Tattvavadis thus establish their principles in terms of human society. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, differed when he said that the best process is hearing and chanting about Lord Vishnu. According to the Tattvavadis, the highest goal is returning back home, back to Godhead. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion, the highest goal is attaining love of Godhead in either the material world or the spiritual world. In the material world, this is practiced according to Shastric injunctions. And in the spiritual world, the real achievement is already there. Mahaprabhu continued, "This process entails hearing, chanting, remembering the holy name, form, pastimes, qualities, and entourage of the Lord, offering service according to the time, place, and performer, worshipping the deity, offering prayers, always considering oneself the eternal servant of Krishna, making friends with him, and dedicating everything to him. These nine items of devotional service, when directly offered to Krishna, constitute the highest attainment of life. This is the verdict of the revealed scriptures." So Mahaprabhu quoted, "Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakya Atmanavedanam Iti Pumsar Pita Vishnu Bhaktis Chain Navalakshana Kriyata Bhagavatyada Tan manye aditam uttamam." The words of Prahlad Maharaj. Mahaprabhu continued, when one comes to the platform of loving service to Lord Krishna by executing these nine processes, beginning with hearing and chanting, he has attained the fifth platform of success and the limit of life's goal. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Everyone is after success in religion, economic development, sense gratification, and ultimately merging into the existence of Brahman. These are the general practices of the common man. But according to the strict principles of the Vedas, the highest attainment is to rise to the platform of Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 112, Dharma Projita Kaitavatra Paramo Namatsaranam Satam Vedyam Vastavamatra Vasta Shivadam Tapatvayona Mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamune Krite Kimva Pararishvara Sadhyo Vidya Varudyate Atra Kritibis Shrutibis Tatsanat. Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, this Bhagavata Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Srila Vyasadeva, is sufficient in itself for God realization. What is the need of any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart. So the Prabhupada's purport continues. This verse of Srimad Bhagavatam rejects as cheating processes all religious activities that aim at achieving materialistic goals, including dharma, artha, kama, and even moksha, or liberation. According to Sridhar Swami, the material conception of success, moksha, or liberation, is desired by those in material existence. Devotees, however, not being situated in material existence, have no desire for liberation. A devotee is always liberated at all stages of life because he is always engaged in the nine items of devotional service, shravanam, kirtanam, etc. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy holds that devotional service to Krishna always exists in everyone's heart. It simply has to be awakened by the process of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Shravan Adi Shuddha Chitte Koriye Udai. Chaitanya Madhyalila, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila 22.107. When a person is actually engaged in devotional service, his eternal relationship with the Lord, the servant-master relationship, is awakened. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then continues by quoting another verse from the Bhagavatam. Evam vratta sapriya nama kirtya jatono raga juta chitta uchai hasatyato rodhita rauti gayantiyun maravan nrityadi lokavaya. When one is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy names of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, cries, becomes agitated, and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. From Bhagavatam 11.240. Mahaprabhu continues, in every revealed scripture, there's a condemnation of fruitive activities. It is advised everywhere to give up engagement in fruitive activities, for no one can attain the highest goal of life, love of Godhead, by executing them. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In the Vedas, there are three khandas or divisions, karma khanda, jnana khanda, and upasana khanda. The karma khanda portion stresses the execution of fruitive activities, but ultimately it is advised that one abandon both karma khanda and jnana khanda, speculative knowledge, and accept only upasana khanda or bhakti khanda. One cannot attain love of Godhead by executing karma khanda or jnana khanda, but by dedicating one's karma or fruit of activities to the Supreme Lord, one may be relieved from the polluted mind and become freed from material pollution. It helps one to the spiritual platform. It helps elevate one to the spiritual platform. Then, however, one needs the association of a pure devotee. For only by a pure devotee's association can one become a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. When one comes to the stage of pure devotional service, the process of Shravanam Kirtanam is very essential. By executing the 9 items of devotional service, beginning with Shravanam Kirtanam, one is completely purified. Anya Bilasita Sunyam, Gana Kamar Anavrita, from the Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, 1.1.11. Only then one is able to execute Krishna's order in the Bhagavad Gita, 1865-1866. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evasyati satyam te priti jine priyos hime. Sarvadamam prityaja mamekam saranam braja ham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishami masuchaha. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Then you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. In this way, one develops his original constitutional position of rendering loving service to the Lord. One cannot be elevated to the highest platform of devotional service by karmakanda or jnanakanda. Pure devotional service can be understood and attained only through the association of pure devotees. In this regard, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that there are 2 types of karmakanda activities, pious and impious. Pious activities are certainly better than impious activities, but even pious activities cannot bring about ecstatic love of God, Krishna. Pious and impious activities can bring about material happiness and distress, but there's no possibility of one's becoming a pure devotee simply by acting piously or impiously. Bhakti, devotional service, means satisfying Krishna. In every revealed scripture, whether stressing Jnanakanda or Kamakanda, the principle of renunciation is always praised. The ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam, is the supreme Vedic evidence. In Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.12, it is stated, Naiskamyam apachyuta bhava varjitam na sobhate jnanamalam naranjanam kutapunashasvara badramishvade netrapitam karma yadap akaranam. Knowledge of self-realization, even though freed of all material affinity, does not look well if devoid of a conception of the infallible God. What then is the use of furtive activities, which are naturally painful from the very beginning and transient by nature, if they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord? That was the translation of that verse, Prabhupada's translation of the verse spoken by Narada Muni in the first canto. So the Prabhupada's purport continues, this means that even knowledge which is superior to fruit of activity is not successful if it is devoid of devotional service. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning, middle, and end, karmakanda and jnanakanda are condemned. For example, in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.2, it is said, Dharma Projita Kaitavatra. This is explained in the following verses, taken from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.11.32 and the Bhagavad Gita 1866. So we shall continue with this very shastrically oriented conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Madhvacharya Acharya in Udupi. We shall continue with that very soon. Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.